98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we talk with our friends at Berrien Community Foundation. And Susan Matheny is the program manager there. And we have Diane Young, also from Sisters of Another Mother. And we'll talk to her in just a moment here. But first, we'll start with Susan this morning as we talk about vaccines. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are things?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. We're celebrating 70 years at Berrien Community Foundation, as you know.
Yes.
So we're just partying this year away.
That's right. So tell us a little bit about the vaccine conversation we're having this morning.
Sure. As we had mentioned a few weeks ago, Berrien Community Foundation received a grant through Michigan State University to fund small nonprofit organizations who were interested in getting accurate information to our Black and Latinx communities in Berrien County about adult vaccinations. Not just COVID, but flu and pneumonia and shingles and all the vaccinations. The goal is for people to be equipped with good data and answer questions so that we can make informed decisions about vaccinations. BCF had a few community conversations. Then we created a request for grant proposals from local groups who have ideas for projects. And now we've made those grants. So one of the grants we made was actually made to three groups that were working together. So we had Sisters from Another Mother, or SFAM, as we like to call them, Tattoo the World from Niles, and Brotherhood Church of God in Christ Church. And these three groups put together a plan for several different events throughout the community to help promote better information and access to vaccinations.
And that is where we have Diane Young from Sisters of Another Mother on with us this morning. And Diane, can you tell us a little bit about Sisters from Another Mother and what the organization does?
Sure, Zach. We are a group of passionate women, passionate about people and community. We simply serve and love on the community and look for others to partner with just to provide unity.
And what about your involvement here with the vaccine hesitancy projects here within our community? It's obviously been an important topic here over the last year and a half or so.
So for us, Zach, because we are the village, we wanted to do our part in helping people to get informed and educated about COVID-19 vaccines and just overall health in general. So our goal was to work with people to host a vaccine awareness clinic, to answer questions, to provide the clinic if folks did decide, I want to move forward with getting the vaccine, provide community resources, food, fun, prizes, and just stay to really love on the community, but also to help them educate and inform them about vaccine and remove some of the hesitancy.
And so it's probably been incredibly important, again, for not only your organization to get together and do this work, but again, to partner with other community organizations to band together as one, become bigger and stronger and have this, again, cohesive message to make sure that it's being heard across, again, the entire community as loud and as clear as possible, right?
That's correct. That's correct, Zach. We all deal with different people, different populations, different areas. So the more we work together and provide that unity, it's just overall better for the entire community.
Well, and that, of course, is an important part of what we do as a community to, again, band together and do what we can to keep each other safe. And Susan, you know, there are a lot of other grantees doing vaccine hesitancy projects in the community as well. You want to tell us about some of them, too?
Sure thing. Abundant Life Church is doing some door-to-door stuff, really just getting right into communities, you know, literally by knocking on doors. NOR, Neighbors Organizing Against Racism, will be doing several different things. You will see them with a booth at the Juneteenth celebration coming up soon. New Heights Community Development, they're going to be working with First Church of God in Benton Township, Benton Heights area, to do some community dinners. Spectrum Lakeland, through the Center for Better Health, has vaccine navigators. And the Benton Harbor CDC, they're also going to be putting together what they are calling community dinners, so neighborhood dinners, to really talk and have those, you know, family-style conversations. So one thing they all have in common is they're bringing love to the community. They're bringing space for hesitancy, but love and good information so people can make their best choices all on their own versus, you know, we're not going to have those beat you up conversations. We're going to have those loving conversations. And I just think that these groups are doing an amazing job.
So if folks are hearing this and maybe they want to find out more about this project or perhaps have an idea for a project of their own, they can reach out to you at Berrien Community Foundation and kind of get some of these ideas off their chest, get the ball rolling, right?
Sure thing. They can give us a call. My number is 269-983-3304. Or they can check out our webpage. There's lots more information about this project and all the other things we do at berriencommunity.org.
And Diana, if folks want to find out more information about your organization, how might they do that?
Zach, we have, our email is sfammembers, that's sfammembers@gmail.com, or they can call 269-470-5783, and we'll be glad to answer any questions.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Diane Young is from Sisters of Another Mother, helping for this great community cause among vaccine hesitancy conversations in the community. And of course, Susan Matheny, program manager over at Berrien Community Foundation here. And it's part of the Coast Social Network, and it is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.